Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, I'm Russell Hargreaves, and welcome to the latest edition of the TalkSport Euro Daily Podcast. And we start with news that Denmark's Christian Eriksen is awake, stable, and in a Copenhagen hospital, having received CPR on the pitch before the match against Finland was suspended. The Inter Milan midfielder has since spoken to his teammates, and the game eventually resumed, with Finland winning 1-0. TalkSport 2's analyst David Connolly felt the match should not have continued following such a harrowing incident.
Ultimately, you know, they might look back on this and go, someone needed to take it out of the players' hands. Because, you know, the skipper was taken off, obviously emotionally it was too much for him, and it might be a case of it wasn't the right thing to do.
Christian Eriksen has collapsed in a heap, and you could see the concern on the Denmark players immediately calling over the medical staff, and he's still down here and he looks unconscious. Well, this is a very troubling sight indeed. The Denmark players to a man surrounding Christian Eriksen.
What the players did was try and protect the privacy of their teammate as best as they could, and they knew and they did that, and deeply distressing for them to see their teammate in such a state.
I want to talk about Kasper Schmeichel as well. We mentioned him earlier, but I remember what a leader of men he proved to be after the tragedy at Leicester all those years ago, and now again just knowing instantly what the right thing and the caring thing, the empathetic thing to do is. Kasper Schmeichel instantly knowing how to behave. Simon Kjær as well, knowing, the captain, knowing instantly how to behave in that situation. And even maybe to the point, David, where they're having to just like put their own emotions on hold just to take care of other people. That's an incredible strength in a human being.
I felt that the players on the pitch, Danish players and Finnish players, for them to understand in that moment, to protect the dignity of a fellow athlete, to have to circle around him, it brings mixed emotions, that, for me, because yes, it's a sign of solidarity, it's a sign of the community, it's a sign of the football network coming together in order to protect one of their own, but it's also a sign of where are we at as a society.
Christian Eriksen's name is being sung by both sets of supporters in Copenhagen, but very harrowing scenes towards the end of the first half here between Denmark and Finland. And once again, we pray for Christian Eriksen.
Christian Eriksen is awake and is undergoing further examinations in hospital. How good does that sound? We've heard he's stabilised from UEFA and from Denmark. Christian Eriksen is awake. Dean Ashton, it just feels so good to say those words. After the last hour or so that we've had, it just feels so good to say those words that Christian Eriksen's awake and has been stabilised.
I just keep thinking about his partner. I just think what she and his family and everyone must be going through and have gone through, just to think of the news for them, for him, for his family, that is what I'm just so pleased with that news for.
When you're looking through some of the official accounts of sporting, not just football, but other sporting organisations as well, the genuine love and care and affection that they all have for fellow sportsmen in this position, it's beautiful to see, I have to say, and to see the love and affection instantly shown globally, universally, for a player that not many of these people will have known, will have met before, will know much about at all, but all as one are desperate for him to be well and get better.
Christian Eriksen had collapsed on the pitch just before half-time in the game between Denmark and Finland. He was worked on by medics with CPR on the pitch and then taken to hospital, where he is in a stable condition and awake and now talking.
You FaceTimed your teammate who's been through that, and he's saying go out there and play. You'd go out and play, but you're not going to be the same player you would have been when you started the game, because the emotion you've been through, the distraught you've been through, the players are crying on the side of the pitch, what you've been through, no way you're going to be able to get to the levels that you need to get a result. And that showed in the game, you know, they lost the game 1-0, and that game should not have been played. Wake up in the morning, 12 noon kickoff, play the game again.
And both sides have decided they do want to finish the game.
Still the cross comes into the penalty area, and it's been headed in. Poya Paolo gives Finland the lead. A very subdued celebration.
And the real message tonight is to him, his family, his friends, and of course his teammates, who all as one will say, get better soon, Christian Eriksen.
On to one of the favourites, Belgium, who beat Russia in their opening group match in St Petersburg, live on TalkSport. Romelu Lukaku opened the scoring for the Red Devils and dedicated that goal to his Inter Milan teammate, Christian Eriksen.
Well, I'm really happy with the win, but for me it was difficult today to play because my mind was with my teammate Christian. I hope he's healthy and, you know, I dedicate this performance to him.
Here's Lukaku inside the area, and he scores. And it's played in by Dries Mertens, missed by the Russian backline. And Lukaku shook it down, turned it onto his left foot, and he fires it across the face of goal and in.
I cried a lot because I was scared, obviously. You know, we lived strong moments together for a year and a half. I spent more time with him than with my family. So, you know, my thoughts was with him, his girlfriend, his two kids and his family, yeah.
On to England, and as we build up to the Three Lions crunch clash with Croatia this afternoon, live on TalkSport, of course, the question everyone's asking, will Gareth Southgate play three or four at the back? Well, this is Manchester City defender John Stones, who says he's happy either way.
It's a difficult one, I think, as a player. You're so used to chopping and changing and trying new things out in training, it kind of becomes the norm. But definitely different systems and things like that, our clubs were doing it all the time to kind of, if it's in the FA Cup against a lower league team or a Champions League team that you don't see much footage of or watch them week in, week out. So to bring all those things to here, and if the manager wants a three or a four, then we can adapt quite quickly, really. And I think the quality of the players makes it a lot easier to do that.
John Henderson.
I wouldn't want to be risking Henderson in midfield for a start, because Croatia's midfield, as I touched on the last few weeks, is incredibly strong. And get that balance right. Don't make any mistakes in your lineup, because they will punish you. If you get things wrong, Croatia got a hell of an experienced team. So with that, if you get anything not quite tactically right or players not quite on their game, you will pay a price. So you've got to be very careful with that against Croatia. You know, this is a very savvy, streetwise team that's been around for a long time. Even if a number of the players are on the wrong side of 30, it's still a dangerous team.
Now, in the last episode of the Poddy, you'll remember that Jose Mourinho sensationally compared Jack Grealish to the legendary Portuguese Luis Figo.
I don't like comparisons, especially because I am comparing with the gold ball winner, but reminds me my Figo.
Well, this is Tony Cascarino, the former Republic of Ireland striker, agreeing with a special one.
Very, very similar. I think his weight of pass is the one thing that always stands out for me about Jack Grealish. Being even in the same conversation tells you what season he's had and how he's matured as a player. Because Figo was top of the tree.
Yeah,
he was
one
of the greats. You know, play for Barcelona, Real Madrid and, you know, like Jose said, win the Ballon d'Or. You're a fantastic player.
Mm.
And he was. Zidane was a similar. He could glide and, again, taller than Grealish, bigger than Grealish. But he's... A lot of things, a lot of complementary things, and being compared to great players.
Grealish in possession, level the edge of the Romanian penalty area. It's a little ball flicked round the corner from Shaw, back towards Grealish. Grealish taking it on, goes down inside the box, and it's a penalty to England.
You know, when you play small-sided games in training, players can look really good, but all of a sudden, them players, some of their assets go missing when you start playing on a full-size pitch. And I just hope Gareth realises this, and players that can keep the ball, you know, in every 11 games are the ones that you want out there. And I think, for me, Grealish certainly ticks that box.
On to Wales, who drew their opening group game with Switzerland. The match live on TalkSport. We'll hear from their boss, Rob Page. But first, here's goal scorer, Kiefer Moore.
Is this the moment they finally arrive at UEFA Euro 2020? It's played short. Morrell with a cross.
Goal.
The header is in! Kiefer Moore with the equaliser! And that is why he had to be in this Wales team.
It's some journey. I've loved every minute of it, and I'm a humble lad. I just want to just be out there, play football, and just play with a smile on my face. Going a goal behind in the opening game is never good, but in the fashion we came back, and you know, we had some other chances as well. Yeah, we'll use it as massive momentum and see it as a big positive for us.
I've appreciated the value of Kiefer Moore throughout my tenure with the first team. So his record speaks for itself at domestic level and international level. There's little aspects of the game that we can get him better on as well. There's more to come from Kiefer, believe me. So yeah, he poses a threat, not just because of his physicality, but he's got a good touch, his link-up play is very good, and he's a willing runner. So really impressed with him.
When Robert Page named his team, I thought that looks like a good team. I mean, that is as good a team. He's got all the best players in the team. He's left Brooks and Wilson out, which are there a bit unlucky. But when I looked at Kiefer Moore up the middle and the players who were going to join him, James, Ramsey and Bale, I thought that looks like a good team. I think he can have a look at it now, not let the scoreline affect your thinking. Did we get away with that?
Later on today, it's the Netherlands playing Ukraine. It's Holland's first major tournament since 2014, would you believe? So how will they get on? Let's ask TalkSport's very own José Mourinho.
I don't think they are a Holland that we used to admire, a Holland that we used to see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 top players in the world. Of course they have good players. There are not bad players in that national team. But where are the Van Bastens? Where are the Rijkaards? Where are they? In this moment they are not there. I think they have good young players that will need probably another 2-4 years to be in the top of their game. So I would say Holland would always do okay, but to do more than okay, I don't see that.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. So coming up today, we've got three games from 1 p.m. We've got England versus Croatia, presented by Mark Saggers, over on TalkSport 2 in a 5 p.m. kickoff. It's Austria versus North Macedonia. And then back on TalkSport, the Netherlands against Ukraine from 7, presented by Dan Windle. There'll be another one of these TalkSport daily poddies out first thing in the morning to look back on England, Croatia. And until then, in the words of Andy Goldstein, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.